You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's January 23rd, 2025, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes or your next podcast is free. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the best Nintendo launch lineups of all time. But first, let's check out some of this week's gaming news. And in some truly weird news, the popular mobile card game Marvel Snap got caught up in the TikTok stupidity of this week and was briefly taken down and removed from app stores. If you aren't aware, the U.S. government has decided that TikTok is bad because it's Chinese, I guess, and had ordered the owners of the video app to sell it to a U.S. owner or be taken down. Well, when that eventually happened last weekend, Marvel Snap was also shut down because it's published by Nuverse, which is a subsidiary of ByteDance, who owns TikTok. On Monday, convicted felon Donald Trump signed an executive order saying that he will not enforce that law that he originally wanted to do in the first place during his first term, whatever, until he found a way to use the platform. Anyway, it's all stupid, and all those apps are back online. For its part, Marvel Snap developer Second Dinner has said that it had no idea that this was going to happen and that they are actively looking for a new publisher for the game to avoid this happening in the future, which, yeah, is probably a good idea. Well, we finally have gotten our first look at the Switch 2. We've seen the hardware, we know the name, and we're going to be getting a better look at the games coming to the new console on April 2nd. The teaser did show off a little bit of footage from a new Mario Kart game, though, so it seems likely that we'll be playing that this year, if not at launch. But we'll have to wait a couple of months to see what the rest of the launch lineup looks like. So I thought it would be kind of fun to look back over Nintendo's history and decide which hardware had the very best lineup of launch games. There have been some truly amazing, legendary launch titles from Nintendo, but which one had the best lineup? Now, when I talk about launch lineups, I'm specifically talking about North American console launches in this case, and I'm talking about launch day titles, not this launch week silliness or month or launch windows. No, games that you could pick up on day one with your shiny new console. So let's kick things off. And in the number five spot, I picked the Nintendo Switch, which launched March 3rd, 2017. And obviously, having one of the best video games of all time on launch day doesn't hurt. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild reimagined the series and created a Hyrule more open and creative than ever before. I still remember very clearly the thrill of each new discovery in that world. It is truly an all-time great. And while Zelda was clearly the star of the show, there were some other pretty good games that launched alongside it. Snipper Clips is a fun little puzzle game that I'm kind of surprised never got a sequel. I'm sure it must have sold really well. Fast RMX was a pretty solid F-Zero clone. And if you have a cow milking fetish, there was 1-2 Switch, which is absolutely trademark Nintendo weirdness. At number four, I chose the original Game Boy, which debuted on April 21st, 1989. And let's be real, this is all about Tetris. Tetris is one of the most popular video games of all time, selling over 500 million copies in its various forms over the years. And for many people, the Game Boy version is the best version. It's an icon. Heck, that game even has its own Apple TV movie. The Game Boy also had a brand new Mario adventure with Super Mario Land, which was a pretty solid title in its own right. There were only three other titles that launched with it: Alleyway, Tennis, and Baseball. But the might of Tetris and a new Mario game gets it on the list. At number three is the NES, which came out in North America on October 18th, 1985, in a limited test release in New York City. So weird. Can you imagine that nowadays, launching a console in one city? And the NES launched with a pretty stellar lineup, led by the original Super Mario Brothers. This was the game that created a worldwide brand. While the character debuted in Donkey Kong, this was the game that would make him a star, standing tall next to the likes of Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny in the eyes of millions of kids. But there was also a pretty solid list of games that launched alongside the plumber. There was Ice Climber, Excitebike, Golf, Kung Fu, Tennis, and of course, Duck Hunt, the game single-handedly responsible for America's obsession with guns. I'm kidding. The second best Nintendo launch lineup of all time might be a little bit of a surprise, especially if you consider that it only had two titles available. But when those two games are Super Mario 64 and Pilotwings 64, what else do you need for the Nintendo 64? Super Mario 64 is simply one of the most incredible and impactful games ever made. If you were born after this console launched on September 29th, 1996, it might be hard to kind of wrap your head around what a leap this was, but it was revolutionary. Experiencing Mario in 3D for the very first time felt like magic. And it changed gaming, honestly. And while it might not be as big of a franchise as Mario, I absolutely adore Pilotwings, and Pilotwings 64 was a great game that let you fly around these 3D worlds that, at the time, were amazing. Now, yes, out of all the consoles on the list, Nintendo 64 games maybe don't age quite as well, but man, if you were there at the time in 96, it was unforgettable. And that brings us to November 21st, 1990, and not only the best Nintendo launch lineup, but probably still, I think, the best console of all time, the Super Nintendo. This is another smaller lineup of launch games, but each and every one of these five games was what the kids call a banger. Gradius 3, a port of the classic Japanese arcade game from Konami. SimCity, a great console version of the popular city builder. Pilotwings, the first entry in the Flight Sim series that had you hang gliding and skydiving in all of its Mode 7 glory. F-Zero, the debut of the futuristic racer that would become a favorite among Nintendo fans. And of course, one of the greatest games of all time, Super Mario World. It's just simply a masterpiece, and one that I still go back to pretty regularly. This lineup of games simply can't be beat. want to know how you know that you are really getting old, like truly starting to get up there. It's when the weather starts to affect you, like physically affect you. Have you ever seen a TV show or a movie where the old guy is sitting in his rocking chair out on the porch, just like rocking away and staring up at the clouds, and he knows there's a storm a-coming because his knee's acting up or some crap? Well, that's apparently me now. Earlier this week, it got cold here in Minnesota, like stupid cold, like about 40 degrees below zero with the wind chill, the kind of air that physically hurts you to breathe. And during those couple of days, my bum hip started acting up and I was walking with a limp. In fact, on Tuesday morning, I was getting ready for work in the morning and I heard this squeaking sound. It was faint, but it was definitely there. And it wasn't my shoes because I was still barefoot, and I thought it was maybe the floor because our house is pretty old, but I heard the same sound later when I was walking through the halls at work. It was me. It was my bones, my joints. I was squeaking when I walked. Now that is some old man crap right there. Before we go today, I got a brand new segment on the show, and I'm calling it John in 60 Seconds. And the idea is simple. How many dad jokes can I tell in 1 minute? Oh, yeah, that's right. As we all know, dad jokes are the absolute peak of comedy, so you're in for a real treat. All right, start the clock. 90% of bald guys still own a comb. They just can't part with it. My dog ate the bag of Scrabble tiles, so I took her to the veterinarian. There's no word yet. How do you get a good deal on a sled? You have to toboggan. My wife asked me to stop singing Wonderwall, and I said, maybe. I was recently kidnapped by a couple of mimes. They did unspeakable things to me. What do you call someone who tells dad jokes but isn't a parent? A faux pas. If you turn over a canoe, you can wear it on your head because it's capsized. I joined an amateur autopsy club. Tonight's open mic night. What do you call a trout wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated. Okay, that's it. Time's up. That's it. That's a wrap. Those were pretty good. Admit it. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Also, if you have a question or comment, you can leave me a voicemail at speakpipe.com/sidequest. And you can find me on Blue Sky by searching for Midlife Sidequest. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.